number 3 in the white book. Let's sing together number 3.
Well, yeah.
Lord, we come in your presence to be manifest to everyone in camp this morning. Lord Jesus, Jesus, manifest in the village and cottage, we pray, manifest here in Watch Rock the presence of Jesus. Lord, may there be a fresh anointing upon the whole camp. Today, Lord, again we pray for Jesus to come, for Jesus to be honored, glorified, and manifest here as we walk the grounds throughout the day. Lord, we dwell, we live in your holy, holy presence. Remind us of it, Lord. Dear Jesus, as we go through this day, that we're walking with you, living in you, moving in you. And Lord, be pleased throughout the day to draw our hearts closer to yourself and to work in us and to make changes, permanent, lasting changes, dear Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, again, we give this morning to you and ask for your will to be done in your name to be glorified. We pray it in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think we have Dwell Deep in God in this book. I'm not sure. Yes, number 17. Let's also sing it together. 17 in the white book. one time told a woman who was praying at the altar in Ridgewood, it's a longer story than what I'll make it, but she said, pray this. Jesus, I know I could know you better today if I weren't so lazy. Jesus, I know I could know you better today. I know I could go deeper today. I know I could know more about you today if I weren't so lazy. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Not if I wasn't so sinful, or if I wasn't so rotten to the core, or bad, just lazy. Does that stop me from going deeper and knowing Jesus better? It could. It could. I'm sure it can. But today, oh, thank God, and this morning, don't be lazy. Don't be weary in well-doing, but exercise yourself to godliness. And if you're wanting to be godly and you're wanting to grow in godliness, you're going to have to shake off some of the lazy bones, and you're going to have to be a little vigilant. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Not the lazy take it. We need to take the kingdom. We need to take the kingdom of God. We need to take that peace and joy and righteousness. Yeah. We need to take that anointing. We need to take Jesus this morning. And so you can't be lazy about it, passive about it. He knows where I'm sitting, and if he wants to bless me, he can. That's really not quite the attitude, I don't suppose. Lord, if I weren't lazy this morning, I could know you better. And so, Lord, I'm holding on to you, and I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I'm here to receive a fresh anointing. I'm here to receive more of Jesus and to go deeper, to know you better. And oh, thank you, Lord. I can know you better this day. Lord, so take away my laziness, my lethargy, my tiredness. Lord, help me somehow to be able to get through that all and to press through that invisible wall that the runners talk about. Lord, help me to keep on keeping on. Maybe I got cramps, and maybe I feel worn and tired. But Lord, I'm going to keep on.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to fight on. I'm going to press on. I'm pressing toward that mark, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yeah. And Lord, I take help today, and I thank you for it. Lord, I thank you that there is help for me today, and I want to reach out and receive all that you have in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we take, oh Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. I am pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. In the hymn book. 3, 2, 1. We could start over again and stand together as we sing. 321. I'm pressing on the upward way.
Stand by faith on heaven.
from where I am, I have surround sound. And surround sound is good. And I wonder if we can just have the staff, all the staff sing that chorus. Ready, staff? I guess the sound is not going to be surround right now, but here we go. Lord, yes, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Okay, yes, it's our turn. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on Him, invincible land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Now, everybody, expect that the Lord is going to answer our prayer. Lord, lift me up. Oh, do it, Lord. By faith. Oh, Lord, we come by faith. Dear Lord, lift us. Lift us, oh, Lord. And found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. Oh, lift us up, oh, Lord. Lift this meeting, oh, Lord, into yourself. Everyone, Lord, into the glory of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, lift us. Lift us. Oh, dear Lord, into a higher plane. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, grand Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven, stable land, a higher plane than on higher ground. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do it for us, Lord. Do it for us this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take that help, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Jesus' sake, we ask it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. You may take your seats. Before we look into our Bible, I just want to mention a couple of things to you here at camp. First, that right after the meeting this morning, whenever that is, we'll dismiss, and then we have opportunity to go into the prayer room this morning, Wednesday morning, a morning of prayer till noon. So if you can, if you're able to, if you have time off, or if you're a guest, join us if you'd like to this morning, right after the morning worship. And just to let you know that this afternoon at 3:30, we're going to be looking at, if you'd like to, the story of William Tyndale. It's entitled God's Outlaw, and it's a true story. Tyndale was the man that is responsible for translating the Bible into English. So all the Asian-speaking ones here, you couldn't care less about Tyndale. He didn't help you much. But he helped a lot of us. Way back many years ago, chased all around England by King Henry VIII, and others too, and it's quite a story about how he had to endure hardness as a good soldier. God had put that into his heart. This is my calling. This is what he wants me to do. And he stuck to it, and he finished it. And we're thankful that he did. If you'd like to see that, it's an hour and 33 minutes long. So if we start at 3:30, we'll finish a little after 5. So I'd like to start at 3:30. And whoever's here, if you'd like to, if anybody shows up, we'll have that, Lord willing, 3:30 this afternoon. And then this evening, after supper, there's the boat ride on the lake, around the lake, down the lake, whichever way you're going to go with Brother Tom. So don't forget, okay, if you'd like to and haven't, if you haven't gone on the boat ride, many of you have maybe, you've been here long enough and you've had that opportunity, but if you haven't, I would recommend that. I would recommend that you take advantage of it. There's a fee involved for the guests. It's not that much, and it's worth the ride. You get to see bald eagles, maybe, probably. Every time I've gone out on the boat, the last several, we've always seen the eagles, sometimes in flight. I missed the last boat ride because it was kind of full anyway, but I understand you saw a bald eagle with a fish in its mouth flying around. That was pretty neat. I have never seen one of those. But Brother Tom will show you these things. He knows where they hang out. And you'll see some loons, which are interesting, and maybe who knows what else. So go, and it's a beautiful ride. I hope in a beautiful evening. So please keep it in mind. And also, I'll just mention yet, because some don't know, but if you want to, you're able to rent canoes and rowboats. Rowboats around the lake, go on the lake, do whatever you'd like to and rowboat. But if you want to rent a canoe, you can take it. I would suggest you take it under the bridge back into the swamp. If you don't know your directions, I can try to help you find it. I don't know that I can guide you and go along, but I can point the way. And if you get way back into the swamp, you come to a beaver dam. And then you can get out of your boat. I know some of you know. I know. Not everybody wants to. There might be something alive on that beaver. But you climb over the beaver dam, and you can do it. It's not hard. Pull the boat with you. Don't forget that. And keep on going. Go a little bit farther, and you'll find another beaver dam. And I think Kat and Lipchin did that. And they said they got all the way back to that bridge I was talking about. And they turned around then and came back home. But again, if you want to, I know some people maybe would rather just sit and enjoy camp and sit on the lawn and look at the lake. And that's fine. That's wonderful. Some of you got your noodles and you're good with your noodle in the lake. And that's fine, too. But if you're more active or looking for some more activity, and there are other things to do, too. There's Swede Mountain, Spike and Devil Creek. So I wish there was something to do. There's plenty to do. And better than watching DVDs is to get out and enjoy the nature around us. But if you like the DVD, we'll have that too. And just one last thing in closing, and that is tomorrow morning, right after the meeting, we'll have a rematch of the shuffleboard tournament. It was quite thrilling and exciting, and there were some that called into question the Maryland team because it was fair. Everything was fair. But we had three teams and only two that were going to go to the finals, so Maryland drew a bye. So they didn't have to win as many games to win the trophy or the tickets. And so there were some challenges floating around. So Team California and Team Maryland and the oldies but goodies are going to go at it again tomorrow morning. And so down there by the shuffleboard, now you can't play. It's over. The tournament, that's it. They're locked in. This is just a rematch. I don't know if I have enough tickets left to give you your prize, but we'll try to work on something at least for that tomorrow morning, Lord willing. And Lord willing, tomorrow night will be our bonfire and meeting at the beach and s'mores. So I know some of you plan your days. That's why I mentioned this in advance. You think, well, I'm locked here at camp. I can't go anywhere anyway, so whatever happens, happens. But I know some of you think about these things ahead of time. And so just to let you know, that's as far as I know. And, of course, that's weather permitting and Lord willing.